from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday that he expected President-elect Donald Trump's administration to preserve the strategic mission of the U.S. 7th Fleet as he addressed the U.S. troops during his official visit to Japan.
Your strategic mission and your strategic need are connected to the world out here. And the world isn't going to change because our administrations are changing. So new people will make their own decisions, but it's going to be in the same strategic context that you are now operating.
Secretary Carter is in Japan to try to soothe anxieties caused by the victory of President-elect Donald Trump, who has called for allies to pay more to sustain U.S. forces or face a possible withdrawal. While Carter's words were welcomed by Japan and other countries in the region, the soothing effect of anything he has to say will be limited because, as he says, he does not represent Trump's still undefined policies. President Barack Obama, meanwhile, will make the case Tuesday that his counterterrorism policies have helped protect Americans from evolving international threats as he prepares to hand over the White House to his successor, who has been critical of his approach. President Obama will deliver his final major speech on national security as president at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida today. You can listen to the president's speech on voanews.com. Syria's government Tuesday says it will not agree to a ceasefire in Aleppo unless it guarantees a full withdrawal of rebel factions from the city. In a foreign ministry statement carried by the state news agency Sana, Syria says it will not leave its citizens in East Aleppo to be held hostage by terrorists. This is VOA News. Danish police Tuesday said it had arrested a man suspected of seriously wounding one of its officers by shooting him in the head outside a police station in Copenhagen suburb earlier in the day. Police said the 26-year-old suspect was known to the force, and it's believed that he acted alone. He was detained in Albertslund, where the shooting occurred. The officer's condition was deemed serious by medical personnel, but not critical, according to police at a briefing. Strengthening EU-NATO cooperation is the best way to respond to doubts over the future of transatlantic security ties. That's according to the NATO head, Jens Stoltenberg, today. Concerns that Washington's near 70-year European defense guarantee might no longer have been stoked by President-elect Donald Trump, saying on the campaign trail that he would think twice about helping NATO allies who did not pay their defense dues. Questions have been asked related to the strength of the transatlantic bond, Stoltenberg said, as NATO foreign ministers gathered for talks at an alliance headquarters in Brussels. A Saudi court sentenced 15 people to death Tuesday after convicting them of spying for the kingdom's rival, Iran. All 15 were Saudi citizens, and most of them were members of the kingdom's Shiite minority. The death sentences are expected to be appealed. Sick Kenyans were turned away from hospitals and patients left stranded in their wards as a crippling strike by doctors and nurses demanding pay raises entered a second day Tuesday. Several patients are reported to have died as a result of the lack of care in public hospitals. Kenyans have been directed to private clinics that are unaffordable to the majority of the population. Meanwhile, nearly 100 psychiatric patients escaped from the Kenyan hospital on Monday after being left unattended by medical workers. Dr. Julius Odago is a medical superintendent of the Mathari Hospital.
They scaled up the wall surrounding the wards and came out within the hospital compound. They just wandered away.
Dr. Odago says he's optimistic that those psychiatric patients will be found and returned to the hospital. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday that Congress's decision to renew U.S. sanctions for 10 years would elicit a harsh reaction and prove the United States was still an enemy. The Iran Sanction Act was passed by the U.S. Senate 99-0 last week after easily clearing the House of Representatives in November. A 7-year-old Syrian girl whose Twitter account from Aleppo gained international attention has fled her home amid heavy fighting, but she and her family are safe for now, according to her father. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.